Mr. Brady, our soldiers are facing not getting a paycheck because Congress is not doing what they need to do to support these men and women risking their lives for Americans to have freedom here at home. What is going to be done finally to get them what they need?
I don't think most Americans can grasp that Congress has not acted to fund our troops. Today is the first day that the payroll account for our Army and our Marines is zero. There is no money left to pay them. Secretary Gates has said he will rob from the payroll account of the Navy and the Air Force to keep it going. But the bottom line is Congress has had a request for funding for more than a year now for our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. This Congress has fiddled around, does everything from global warming to all sorts of things, and has not focused on supporting our troops. So I am hopeful, and we are pushing, that this week we will finally get a more funding bill to the president where our troops can get not just the payroll and their paychecks, but they can get all the support and all the weapons and all the protective armor they need so they can complete their mission and come home safe to us soon.
The families here at home are counting on those paychecks to meet their bills.
That really is the case. And we've talked to the soldiers who just come back from their second deployment, a young man the other day, and he said, look, you know, we're making great progress over there. He's seen dramatic changes. But he just said, you know, I'll do whatever I can for my country, but my family needs to be fed. He's just urging me to go back to Congress to do what we can to get this thing funded now.
This has got to be contributing just a little bit to Congress's record 13% approval rating.
It is. I'm surprised it's that high. We're just not accomplishing anything that helps real families. And, you know, they look at these debates we're having over global warming, over funding exotic cats and dogs in foreign countries. This week in the House, there's a lot of discussion about the International Year of Sanitation. Who cares? Energy prices. You know, what we pay at the pump, how it's hurting small businesses, how it's making our paychecks shrink day by day. Those are the issues that really matter to Americans. And so far, this Congress has come up with a series of gimmicks and has not faced up the fact that we need to explore more here in America. And if we do, we can lower fuel prices a lot sooner than people think.
And some of these gimmicks just show how little they even understand the oil industry.
Well, that's true here. This latest gimmick is to claim that there are 68 million acres of lands that are leased by oil companies and not being produced. Democrats say you should use it or lose it. And I'll tell you, coming from an energy-producing state like Texas, if there were an Olympics for dumb energy statements, this one might get the gold medal. Because the truth of the matter is that there are no lands that aren't being worked. Searching for oil or gas, natural gas, is like prospecting for gold. Not every claim is good. You lease a lot, you work it, you research it, you try to figure out what's below it, and then what does have real potential, no one hesitates to drill. In fact, at $130 a barrel, let me tell you, most of America is explored by independent energy companies, wildcatters they're called. If there's a barrel of oil down there, they're getting it today, I can guarantee you. So what I'm hopeful is the American public will see this as another sleight of hand from up in Washington and will continue to ask Congress, what are you doing to finally produce more American-made energy? If we do it, I'm telling you, we can make life much more affordable for families.
There are so many bills that you signed on to already to start the drilling, to get it moving now. Can you get them to the floor?
We're hopeful. We are trying to attach them to every bill that comes to the floor. We're normally blocked from even debating it, but I think $4 a gallon gasoline and almost $5 a gallon diesel is starting to have an impact on members of Congress. We're finally seeing public starting to make their voice heard up there. And we're hopeful there's some Democrats who will step forward and say, you know, it is time for us to do more here at home.
I took a call from a constituent in the office who wants to know why the Democrats expect him to take mass transit when he lives in the Woodlands and he works in far northwest Harris County and no one works his shift and there is no bus and there is no option for him but to get in his car and spend $4 a gallon because he's got to feed his kids.
Well, in Washington, what I've noticed is that many, not all, but many of the Democrat members of Congress live in big cities, inner cities, and they take the bus to work. They take a sub. They don't have backyards. They take a subway to a central park. You know, it's just a different world. And I don't think they understand that in most of America, and certainly in my congressional district, people commute to work because that's the best job they could find. And that, those are the best schools and the most affordable housing they could live in. So the commute to work, small businesses don't work in a 5-block area. They drive all throughout our region, Southeast Texas, to make a living. And oil prices, energy prices have eaten up most of their profits. Our law enforcement, they can't use bikes or golf carts, as have been suggested, because you can't haul a criminal 80 miles back to the station on your bicycle. So I just think some members of Congress don't understand what's happening in real America.
They need to take a closer look at these bills to get this American-made energy flowing. And yesterday.
Yesterday is the truth. And, you know, I'm convinced if Congress stood up tomorrow and said, we are going to take more responsibility. We're going to take responsibility for 2/3 of all that America needs each day. Oil prices would plummet because the world market, all the speculation is based on America's doing less, not more. And if we turned it around, it would have an immediate effect.